Okay, we're picking up the daily halacha. We're picking up the halachas of the 3 weeks, and specifically the isra to listen and to play music during the 3 weeks. So we have a few more halachic nafkaminas, halachic discussions in today's daily halacha. And the first one is, what about if you normally have a piano lessons that people do together, or just in general, you have a piano teacher coming to play, and let's say the child for sure is over the age of chinuch, or even adult, is there a problem if it's only to learn the instrument as opposed to playing it in terms of like a party or something like that? So they say, they quote in the name of Shlomo Zalman by halacha of Sfiras HaOmer, and usually the poskim assume the same would apply to the 3 weeks. So Shlomo Zalman, with regards to Sfiras HaOmer, thought that it should be usher. He thought that this is not okay, because at the end of the day, the whole purpose of eventually playing music is to bring simcha, and even though right now you're just learning how to play it, but he says that the simcha is going to be misor eres me'aleha, that it's going to come on its own by you playing. So he thinks that that would not be permissible, and that seemingly that's the psak of Rav Shlomo Zalman. Again, that is anyone if it's al chinuch also that to learn it that it would be a problem. Now, also, what about when you have the end of the year parties, end of the year graduations, or end of the year, you know, siyum bevet hasefer, when they finish the year, is it okay to have such an event, maybe without music or with music? So it's brought. It is brought down that it can be b'shem Rav Yosef. He says that if it's every year they do it midei shana, you can be mekel. However, he does not allow you to sing or play music out loud. He does not think that'd be okay. And during the 9 days, it's brought down b'shem Stapler that Rav Chaim Kanievsky brings it down. And I think even B'Shem's father, but definitely Rav Chaim Kanievsky brought it down, that it's usher during the 9 days. He said it's usher to have it, but they said maybe when he was assuming that there'd be music, it could be that without music, he'd hold like Rav Yosef. That's not exactly clear. Now, what about, again, we discussed this a little bit in last time about if you have Shiri Regesh and just singing L'Shom Yisoros Ruchani, so that we discussed already that might be more room to make. Well, that's what they bring the same in the Maisa Ish. It's brought down that it was someone who was singing a lot while learning, and he was really getting into the singing of the nigun that he was singing while learning. And the Chazon Ish said, "Don't bother him." So we see that in some of the Rav Avadya and Chavadas Chelak Vav Simon Lama Dalat. He also writes explicitly that Shir Bepeh, when it's Derech Odal Hashem, that without instruments, obviously that's going to be mutter, even if it's a faster paced song. And it's, again, he says Kol Shekin if it's going to help you learn Torah. And Rav Shlomo Zalman writes in a Machane Kayitz for girls that if it's Shiri Regesh, he thinks that it should be mutter during this time period. Again, this is similar to what we mentioned before about Shir Regesh being okay. Just a very interesting Shaila. They asked Rav Moshe, what about someone never sings Miras during the year at all? And the Shabbos Chazon, he decides he wants to sing Miras. So would that be a problem? Because we know Shabbos Chazon, we don't have a velus explicitly before Hesia, but if it's something you don't necessarily do every Shabbos, maybe you shouldn't, that was a shalos, so maybe you shouldn't be singing. And Rav Moshe writes in Rav Chaim Chelek Dalad, Simon Kufi of Beis, Os Aleph, he says that even if you don't normally sing, and you're going to someone's house that does sing, or whatever it might be, for whatever reason, you decide dafki wanu, so then he thinks it would be mutter to sing at this time. And he says even if Tisha B'Av Shechalios B'Motzei Shabbos, and you don't necessarily sing on Shal Shudas, there would be mutter. We'll get to that later, but I'm going to have that this year. So we have to discuss that halacha as well longer, but that is where Moshe writes, even if you don't necessarily do it, for Shabbos Chazon it would be mutter to sing. Now what about if I have a Sudas Mitzvah, like a bris? Someone goes to a bris, so can you play music at a bris? We know that it's totally mutter to have a bris milah during the 3 weeks, even during the 9 days. We're going to see there's going to be a heter to have a bris milah and have people come and even have meat. But that's what the Rambam brings down. We see that there's a minhag to have meat already at bris milahs, not just if a bris is on Shabbos, but have a bris milah during the week to have potentially have meat. But either way, so we see, so that as a Sudas Mitzvah, can I play music? So Shark Knesset HaGdola brings a Maisa with someone who asked him about doing it, Shark Knesset HaGdola earlier Achronim, and they asked him even the night before by the Vachnaf, can he play music? And he said no. So someone wanted to be Dayak, only by the night before was he saying no. Maybe by the day of, it could be, meaning by the actual bris, it would be mutter to play music, to have real instruments playing. So that Eli Rapp already pointed out that he says that even the Mila Atzma, we don't have the minhag to play music. However, the Kaf HaChaim and Simon Tavkuf Nanalef Sif Katan Mem, he says that really it would depend. If it's Latzorach HaMila and it's coming to add Simcha to actual Latzorach HaMitzvah, he thinks it would be mutter. However, if it's not, as you're adding it just to your own level and not necessarily for the Simcha, maybe there would be Aser. And he ends off, Mikomakom, he says, Makom Shenagu Heter Yisham Al Malismoch. If you actually, if the place hasn't reason to be mekel. They have a minhag to be mekel. They have yeshal mal ismel. Doesn't mean he's embracing it, but you can't be upset at someone who is machmer. I'll just end off with one last halacha. What about sheva brachos? Again, you have people getting married, let's say, this coming week. People are getting married this coming week, and they're going to have sheva brachos after Shivas or Betamos, the end of the week this week. So then, what would be the halacha? So you have three different dayas. The first daya is the most machmer, Shevet HaLevi, Rav Vosner, and the Rav Sternbuckles like this, that it's both usher to play music and also to usher to dance, even without music. They're extremely machmer about this, that they think that these would not be mutter to do in a Sheva Brachos. So that would be usher. That's the most machmer opinion. Then there's a middle ground that it's usher to play with live music or even recorded music. We said it's like live music, but it would be mutter to dance. So dance without live music, that would be okay. That's what is quoted in the name of Rav Nissen Karelitz, that he says is middle shita. And then there's the most mekel, which is Rav Moshe and others, the Menashe Kleinkos and the Shema Rav Moshe, that if you always play music during the Sheva Brachos, then you would be mutter to play music for this Sheva Brachos as well. And they quote even Rav Yashuv was mekel like that as well, that if that's normally what they do for the Kavod HaChasan, then it would be mutter for them to do this for Sheva Brachos. I just wondering, I didn't see this brought down explicitly. Rav Vadia gives a blanket hat also. Kol Shi Simchas Mitzvah would be mekel. So what if like not every Sheva Brachos you do it? That's my suffix. Like if it's some Sheva Brachos you'll have music and dancing, but not every single one. So would that be mutter? I'm not sure. I didn't see that brought down over here. Maybe I have a chance to try to ask him now. And so okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up with a little more of the halachas of singing during the 3 weeks and dancing during the 3 weeks and listening to music during the 3 weeks. A few more halachas, Be'ez Hashem, in tomorrow's daily halacha.